Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their eldest past, present, and immersion, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week is Snap Pea 59.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right. This is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Very close to 60.
Oh, yeah.
When do you get the seniors card?
Is yeah, it 60? 60, I think. The
right.
Pension?
So oh, next yeah. week we get cheaper rail.
Oh dear, unbelievable. Very fast going from 50 to 60.
It's been yeah. quick, but yep. I think
we've also had a few weeks off Snap Pea, so
yes, sorry about that. I've been away.
We've just had
stuff on.
Yeah,
so
yeah, here we are.
We're back.
We never can commit to them like we did when we were in lockdown.
No,
yeah, because we were here all the time.
Is a joy.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry,
exactly.
We're happy to not yeah. be here all the time.
Yeah. That's right.
Let's hear what you've got to say, Peas.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. I've done this like 5 times now. I'm messing it up. But I'd like to say that congratulations on your Sydney show. I went a few weeks back with my mum. We made a real weekend out of it.
Oh.
And it was hilarious. Loved it.
Oh.
Really loved it. The Welcome to Country that Molly did over the speakers. It was just so powerful and beautiful. Mm. And I got goosebumps
and
congratulations
we cry every
on that
time.
One. Mm-hmm. Guys, yeah, I'm really.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Really what?
Really what?
Oh, no,
please.
She's gone. She must have pressed mute or something.
Well, we can have it up until the acknowledgement of country and let me see if anything comes back, but I don't think it has.
Oh, well, let's just say.
Let's say.
You cut out.
Catherine.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
I was
sorry.
Really into listening. But
me too.
And maybe that's all you wanted to say and you just left it recording.
Maybe.
There
yeah.
was another 3 minutes, but we're not saying whether you wanted to say anything. But
yeah,
if you haven't been to our live shows, which I know a lot of you can't because we haven't been to your city, we have the most beautiful acknowledgement of country by Molly. And every time Mandy and I cry and then we have
I
to
know.
Go on stage. We're like,
I know.
No, we won't do it. We did back-to-back shows. We cried both times.
Yeah,
so we are
which is really strange
cry.
Because we've done that 6 times.
But that shows how powerful it is.
I know.
It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And, yeah, it means a lot to us. So thank you for liking it, actually.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that's
that.
Really
and
nice
she's very
feedback.
Proud of it too.
Yeah. And, you know, Miss 11 gets jealous.
She's very upset. She wants to do it from now on. She thinks she should be doing it. And I've just said no. Oh, dear.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This is Nikki from Adelaide.
Hi, Nikki.
Again. I just finished listening to Loretta's episode. And the start of her story with when Reese was born just took me straight back to my own experience with my twins being born. I remember rocking up at the private hospital for a check just because things felt a bit different and being told that I was in labour, being rushed by an emergency ambulance over to the public hospital where they could deal with 27 weakers being born, having the first one naturally because it was too far along, and a C-section follow-up emergency, being put under, and waking up really groggy and just asking where my babies were and how they were. And from then on, all the rest of the afternoon and the night, begging anyone that dared to come near me for photos and an update of my baby, and getting absolutely nothing because the camera was broken in the NICU and they weren't allowed to take my phone, and nurses being understaffed.
I know.
And so at some point some lovely intern doctor came down to check on me and snuck my camera up and got me a couple of photos of my babies at about 2 or 3 a.m. And that was the first I saw of them.
Oh, goodness.
And
Nikki,
not being allowed to go and see them until – well, after lunch the next day, and no one took me up. I remember walking myself to the NICU.
Yep.
And, just entering that on my own.
It's trauma. It really is.
And to go find my babies. So never, ever will I forget that.
No, you won't.
And so, yeah, that was interesting. And at the moment I'm in the real thick of things, I feel, with our pee journey, trying to figure out what we need to be doing and what I don't want to do.
Yeah, it's tricky.
And trying to make sure I don't go down a path that I don't want to go down.
Yeah.
What therapies do we need, and where do I draw the line?
Yes.
You know, I want them to be them, and I don't want therapy to take away who they are, or so to tell them that what
they are is
who they are is wrong. But there's also some things that I need them to learn, and we're trying to navigate where that line is.
We can hear some
roaring. It's really hard. You can hear one of my pea shoots roaring like a dinosaur. Thanks, Huey. So we're, I'm really in that moment of where do I go and what's the right thing to do, and trying to figure that all out. But in amongst it, I've got these two beautiful boys who roar like dinosaurs and just provide so much love and entertainment all the time.
They do.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, Nikki.
Hope you all have a good week. Peace. Thanks for listening to my rambles.
Oh, gorgeous.
Just, as soon as I heard the noise at the beginning, I was like, oh. Yeah, it's that is one of the trickiest things.
But I think that is something that is to women parents nowadays thinking differently to when we were in that.
Yes, I think
right?
so too.
I think there's a huge shift.
Which is great.
Which is amazing. And I just want you to know that you're in a time where you can say that.
Yes.
And people understand what you mean when you say, I don't want to change them.
Yeah.
And, I think that is really, I'm blown away by that.
It's really powerful. And, if you need someone to tell you you're doing the right thing, we're going to
tell
you
you're doing the right
thing. You are doing the right thing.
Yep.
Thanks for your message. And thanks for the most beautiful roaring in the world.
Hi, Peas. I am just sitting here feeding my little baby and mindlessly scrolling on Instagram, and I've somehow come across this harness fitness page.
Ooh.
And who is following? None other than Mandy Hose.
What is that?
It looks like a lot of fun.
Harness fitness.
Not sure where you could do it here in Melbourne.
I have no idea what that is.
It just gave me a real giggle and I thought I'd share it with you.
I gotta
look it up.
Weather-wise?
That's funny.
Not bad today. It's a little bit couple of grey clouds.
Oh, yeah, the harness fitness. I know what it is.
Anyway, thanks, Pete. Okay. That gave me a great laugh. love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
I saw people. What they were it? Swinging like swing harnesses.
Like the and baby so they, bouncers, the yeah, jolly jumpers.
Yeah, but adult women. And I was like, wowza, this looks amazing. I thought you wouldn't have to really move. You could just swing around. That is funny.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, if someone brings it out down here, I might join.
The two of you can be the first people in Melbourne to be harness fitness. You never know where the speak pipes are going.
No,
you just I did never not. Know. And oh. Thank you for sending that because yeah, it's a joy it's to funny. Have those yeah. messages.
Mandy in the adult jolly jumper. Yeah. I just thought it could be quite good for your pelvic floor. Like you don't, you could just swing around. Oh, I don't know, maybe not.
You can test it. And
okay, I'll test it, let you know. Yeah.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's Ash, the dentist, as I shall henceforth be known forevermore.
Oh, yes.
I'm actually ringing from school. I've just snuck into a cupboard so that I could do this recording for you because I was so excited to see a Peacher episode. I was one of those people that emailed in and asked for one. And I thought I would add my voice to the Peacher choir by saying, we do absolutely love our kids. Oh, and I think sometimes that love can be taken advantage of as a way to keep us in the job sometimes because we do cop a lot. We're very busy people.
Of course
do. There's just stuff being thrown at us from all angles, from some parents, from the community, from sometimes the prime minister. Yeah. But we won't go there.
Yes.
We gladly come back to work every day because of the children that we are blessed to interact with and to guide. And I don't think it's an overstep to say that we love them with all of our heart.
No, I don't think so.
Particularly the pea shoots. And, you know, I have so many memories of students that I've taught that are pea shoots, and they are the ones that will be etched into my mind forever and what keep me going, what fill my heart.
Gorgeous poppers.
To be so motivated to teach and to educate.
Right.
So, I was just so pleased to hear that Peaches felt the same way as I do, that we care so much.
Yes, of course.
Hopefully we can all band together and overthrow the system.
Yeah. Revolution.
Bye.
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 Thanks for being in the cupboard. We don't want to put anyone back in the cupboard or the closet.
That's right.
Sound quality is quite good.
It was quite good.
So also, thank you for that. Maybe that's a thing that some of us could do.
Yes, we could record the speak pipes going to the cupboard. The pantry.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
This is Lauren here.
Hi, Lauren.
I was going to post in the Hangout and it just kept getting too wordy and too jumbled, and I figured it's easier to say, hi, Mandy, give her a speak pipe.
Thank you.
And I guess just spit it all out.
I do where love I know them.
It's safe.
Yes,
with
it's
you guys.
Safe.
You are safe.
We've finally had our whisk done for one of our pea shoots, and I got to wait till Friday to go and see the pediatrician and talk about a mild ID.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for peas, I guess. Because it's one of those ones that it answers questions, but it doesn't answer questions. And it's just so, so good knowing someone, having people there that are ahead of us.
Yep.
You know, having those older women and older pea shoots to see and love and go, it's going to be okay.
Yes, it will.
It's just going to be different.
Yes,
it's going to
be
our normal, which is always our normal. Yes. Oh, my gosh, it's always our normal.
Yes.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
She's the one that always says, you get what you get, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Or you get what you get.
True.
You don't get upset. She goes, no, I get what I get. So she's going to be fine.
Yes.
It's more about mum, I think.
Yeah.
But no, thank you, Peas. You're always amazing. Hope you're all keeping well. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Big, big love. And I hope that meeting went okay. I know those pediatrician appointments where you have diarrhea before you go in. Mm. And
it's life-changing, actually, even though your child is right there and has not changed.
No,
but that diagnosis is...
Oh,
yeah.
It is life-changing.
Yes.
You can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing with us.
I have been there, and plenty of the peas in this world are ahead of you, and we just send you courage.
Yes.
Actually.
Courage.
To keep going and look, it's a different life, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And the hangout will support you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the most beautiful place.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Hey guys,
hello.
It's Emmy here.
Hi, Emmy.
I had to take a break from the speak pipes because they're totally addictive.
I know.
And otherwise you'd just be constantly bombarded by them
speak
every week.
Yes.
So I love them.
I thought I'd give you guys a rest.
I don't mind.
But I just wanted to thank you for a gift that you have given me, which is that I feel like you guys are kind of always with me.
Aww.
So my pea shoot went to a martial arts class, and it wasn't like karate or anything like that. It was very kind of casual,
casual,
not a super
chopping.
Disciplined one. So he was actually able to participate in it.
Good. That's good.
And they were really understanding of his needs and stuff like that. Mm. But there was a moment in the class where he looked at me across the room, and he was really holding back tears.
I know.
Because he was just watching all these other kids who could do stuff.
Yeah, those eyes.
And
got goosebumps.
He couldn't quite follow the instructions like the other kids. Mm. And he just doesn't have the coordination and the balance that they have. And so his was looking different, and he was just really aware of how different he was and that he couldn't do it. And he was frustrated, and he was really... really trying to hold back tears and not cry in the class. And he just looked at me from across the room, and my heart just really broke for him. But I told him, we have to keep doing stuff like this. We have to push ourselves so that, you know, our coordination gets better, and so that we're a part of communities and stuff like that. We have to learn to move past hard things, because you are resilient. You've been resilient from the second you were
born.
And we just have to tap into that.
He's got
but
you
it
on
was
the other
hard.
Side of the room.
But the gift that you guys gave me was that I wasn't in that moment alone.
Oh,
I could really feel you guys there with me. And I just thought, this is Kate and Mandy get this.
Yep.
We do.
And my peer community gets this.
We do.
And I just wasn't alone. And it's so nice after years of going through diagnosis and finding out things that are going wrong and just feeling alone. Mm. It's really nice to just be like, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Someone else
you belong.
Across Australia.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or even in the same the city
world.
Is feeling the same thing.
Yeah.
I can go and talk to Kate and Mandy about it.
Yeah, sure can.
And I'm a bit like you guys, kind of left the church a little bit. I had a really religious upbringing. And I feel like you guys are almost like a cult following, not like a bad one, a cool one.
You can be whoever you want to be.
I find myself asking a lot of the times, I'm like, what would Kate and Mandy
do? WWKMD.
Yeah. Not to put you guys on too much of a pedestal, but I do that quite often. And I feel like we've just created awesome supportive community, which kind of substitutes what the church used to be for us. Wow. And that's awesome. Someone and we just love each other's kids. And I just know that every time someone looks at me, gives me a strange look in the shopping center when my child is throwing everything off the shelves or taking a bite from every single apple and putting it back or generally running a bit of a stalker, I'm like, you know what? There is someone who loves him for him.
Yes.
And I know that because every time I hear Molly do the introduction for the Wurundjeri land, I'm so proud of her every single time. And whenever she does a speak pipe, I just swell with pride and I just think, oh my God, I love that girl so much.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's how other peas probably feel about my kid.
Yes.
Yes.
And 100%. I feel about other peas too. I'm a nurse.
Absolutely do.
He shoots through where I work and I just love them.
Yep.
As soon as I see that there's a pea shoot coming through, they're my people.
Yes.
They're my special kids. Yep. And I really take care of them.
Yep.
And I love their parents.
Yep.
Yes, really,
me too.
Yep. I genuinely love them.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
immediately.
Yeah, it's really nice to know that you guys have created that. I think that's pretty freaking amazing.
We've all created it.
So, thanks for giving me that. It's a real gift, not being alone and having a community that loves my child and all his differences the way I do.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Oh, you are welcome.
Oh, also, sorry.
That's all right.
I just wanted to say congratulations on getting all these ads. I'm really proud of you guys.
Oh, thank you. It's really enormous.
I just have to giggle a little bit sometimes when you are doing the Uber ad and I hear Mandy almost having a question mark over the cost of living and inflation.
As if I know what inflation means.
Because I just think that's hilarious coming from Mandy. It's not something I ever thought I would hear Mandy say just in a normal conversation. And I just
can't
imagine her
ever
saying that. So it's just, I just giggle every time. But I'm so super happy that you're doing ads.
Thank you.
And I think it's entertaining. I think we can all hear that little question mark about Mandy being like, inflation going the wrong way. I love it. I just love it. I hope you get more ads, and I'm just super stoked for you. So thanks for everything you've done.
Oh, wow.
That was the roller coaster.
I love the speak pods. Yep. They're just everything.
They are everything.
Thank you, Emmy.
Thank you. Thank you. And we do love your little boy.
Yeah.
And we do. And all the peas do. Yeah. And the ads, thank you, because
we know they're annoying, right?
We can't do this.
Yeah, and so to get ones where we read, we get a little bit more money for that.
Yeah, really important.
So then we can pay sound engineer. There's all the things,
there's
right?
There's heaps. We've got Gary. Yeah. We have each other.
That's right. Yeah,
this is
the
our
show
income.
Notes. Yes. We pay Annalise for the show notes.
And photographers and all the things that go behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, posting the booklets. All
yeah,
of that
that's right.
Comes from this.
So, but we know, I mean, I skip past ads in podcasts, right?
Yeah.
So.
I don't.
You?
No. Since we've had ours, I'm like, damn it, I'm listening to
oh,
this.
Oh, no.
Ad
I mean, I do for some that
mattresses.
Are funny.
We've never had a koala mattress ad.
No, we
I feel
haven't.
Like every other podcast
wonder
in Australia.
Why?
What maybe
wrong
we,
with
don't,
us?
We don't sleep.
If you hear us, koala, we'll
yeah,
take
koala,
one.
Yeah, koala, come on.
But yeah, inflation, I don't really know so much about it, but I am married to someone who does,
you really
and he
do.
Does talk about it a lot.
Yes,
so
I think it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing,
yeah.
And I've heard about it a lot from him, so I think probably I was just channeling that.
but
thank you for enduring the ads.
And thank you for listening to them, and yes.
Yeah, and everyone you hear us reading, you know that's a winner, right?
Yeah, every single time. We get an ad.
Oh,
I
we're
always
so
reply
thankful.
Back and say,
thank you.
And I send kisses.
Yes.
And we will be forever grateful that people give us ads.
I know,
to read.
Because when did we ever think that would be a part of our story?
Never.
Like, yeah, I can read an ad.
It's actually a little bit trickier than you think.
It is, actually.
To be quite honest.
I mean, nothing's as hard as Hyundai, but some of them are a little bit tricky.
It's hard. I reckon it's one of the hardest things we do.
Yeah, it is.
Reading ads.
Yeah,
getting
because
it right.
We've got to be cash, but then we've got to get the things right. Yep. And I'm not a
key
details
points.
Person. So,
yes.
You know, to actually do it correctly takes a bit of concentration.
It does. So thanks for listening.
So thank you.
And enjoying the inflation.
Yes.
So, which used to be a nightclub in Melbourne. Inflation. Anyway.
Oh, off topic. And what was the one last week? Was it Baker's Delight?
Yes.
And Gary heard it because I must be going, yes, yes, yes.
You said you sound like Meg.
I heard it too. I was laughing too, like, wow.
What was that movie?
I don't know if Gary said it. Right. We've not learnt these skills, no. Right? So we're just trying
we're
our best.
We're learning as we go. Learning on the job, as they say.
Oh, we want to do one for harness exercising. Harness, I mean, hit me up.
I think Mandy can probably go and do the class and then report back.
If I see it, I will go. Oh, jeez. That's so funny.
And to all of you who have sent us feedback about our religious episodes. Yes, they both are out now.
Yep. So much amazing. Beautiful feedback.
And the beautiful Christians.
Yes, thank you.
I think you've all been kind.
Yeah, you have.
And beautiful.
You
and have. Yep. Taken on board what we've said, yeah. Cried with us.
Yes, thank you.
Sat with us.
Yes, and just heard our truth.
Yeah, and yeah. I am so proud of you all because it's easy to arc up when someone says something you don't like and no one has.
No, no.
Which shows how amazing the P community is. But still... Thank you for listening.
And beautiful Anita in the Hangout. We had her on our episode last year.
Yes.
And she's written a book about her faith journey.
Yes.
So if you're in the Hangout, go and find that post.
Yeah, yeah.
Or find Anita's episode and you can find her book.
Yeah.
Because her faith is so important to her.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful for her in my life.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And for the wisdom and kindness.
Yep.
So, we're on everyone's team,
We
right?
are on everyone's
we
team.
We really are.
Yep, we really are. The
and my
are
friend's sending
team.
Me messages about burning down the church. I mean, it's really it's been joyful for 30 years. So
yeah, anyway, the feedback has been overwhelmingly amazing.
Yeah.
And we were worried.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
And it was so good to
I
do
felt,
it with
I had
Gary.
The vulnerability hangover,
yes.
I have to say.
Yes,
I did.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when I listened, when I was editing, I was like, no, it's actually perfect.
Yeah, I
well,
felt
as perfect
like it was,
as something can be.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I think it's what we wanted.
It is what we wanted.
Yeah.
And it was really good to have Gary. We
love
Gary.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's awesome.
I must tell you that when we came to record the first one, we'd had a bit of a morning around here. And I was all a bit in a flap and he's like, all right, let's just take a moment.
Oh, it was
let's
really
just sit.
Incredible.
And I was like, oh.
No one ever calms us down.
No.
And he did.
Yeah, so, we're very grateful for him.
Yes.
And next week is Snap
60.
Peace. 60. Woo! Bye, Pete.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.